Tuesday, friends. Scott Hannon here along with Mark Scogrebo. This hour is the hour we catch up on the news headlines, some sports as well, preview what's happening and what's on your mind, which will come up next hour in the program. We're joined by 550K Fire, 910K CJB, KLTC Dickinson, joining our two stations, AM 1100 The Flag, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, as well as the booming Bakken's only talk radio, 1090 KTGO The Flag in Tioga, Stanley, Watford City. And good morning, Mr. Scogrebo. How are you today?
I'm well above average. I like the beautiful morning, kind of a misty, sunny, lovely time.
It is nice. It is beautiful. And it's finally summer, it feels like.
It sure does. Yep.
Yeah. We haven't had much summer.
You know, I'm becoming aged, and in the summer, joints hurt less. So my little walks and my little thing, my little feet and my little knees seem to work better in the summer.
I dropped my mom off yesterday. She lives at Bethany Retirement Living.
What a lovely place.
And I was chatting with a woman on the way out, and she said, "What's with this weather?" And I said, "Well, I kind of like it." She said, "Well, my knees say something's wrong."
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She must have the warm weather knee. I got the cold weather knee.
Yeah. So I said, well, I didn't know if that meant thunderstorms were coming or what. But her knees were not liking the weather.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right.
We're all made differently.
I thought that was cute. Yeah. So the immigration reform bill took a step forward in the Senate. The Hoeven-Corker Border Security Amendment, 67-27. And... We're asking our audience, how would you have voted? A lot of folks don't like this, Mark. Don't like it at all. And, you know, I get that. I understand that. I think there's just an unbelievable amount of distrust in government for good reason. You know, there's a lot not to like right now. But one emailer already says this. What's to be happy about today? Hoeven sold us out. What John Hoeven and the handful of Republicans put in the immigration bill, in my view, is insurance policy to say if this thing gets to the president's desk, at least it'll have some things in it that we want. Defense built.
Right.
You know, more border agents. I heard Marco Rubio say last night, look, not one application will even be taken for the process of, legalization. They can't even get in line. They can't even take the application, which gets them in line, until all these things are fulfilled. Now, will that happen? I don't know. But if it doesn't, sounds like we're fine. You know, I mean, so I sort of see this as an insurance policy.
Well, but, you know, they were supposed to build 700 miles of this fence already. And how much teeth do the border guards have? What can they do to stop? Can they shoot these people that are coming across the border willy-nilly? You know, it's been toothless. And another thing is that Obama seems to administer the laws that he chooses to administer. So that's where you break down.
Now, the CBO looked into, you know, all the provisions in the bill and said that the legislation would significantly increase border security relative to the committee-approved version of the bill. It would strengthen enforcement actions against those who stay in the country and after their authorization is expired. Therefore, CBO expects that relative to the committee-approved version, the amendment would reduce both illegal entry into the country and the number of people who stay in the country beyond the end of their authorized period. I like that, right? I like the fact that you have all these agencies, Department of Homeland Security, after consultation with the Attorney General, Secretary of Defense, Inspector General of the Department, and the Comptroller General of the GAO, has submitted a comprehensive southern border security strategy to Congress that includes minimum requirements for each sector along the border, as identified by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, and the plan has been deployed and is operational.
Well,
so that, in other words, what has to happen is... those five requirements or triggers must be met before the transition to the lawful permanent residence or green card status can happen for illegal immigrants. Before they can get in line, all these groups have to say, you know what, the minimum requirements for the sector have been met. The Border Patrol has deployed, maintained, and stationed 20,000 border agents on the southern border, in addition to the 18,500 that are already there.
One for every 1,000 feet or something.
An additional 355 miles of fencing has been completed. In addition to the 350 already on the ground, The mandatory employment verification system has been fully implemented for all employees. It has to work.
Before they can even get green cards?
The mandated electronic entry exit system has been fully implemented at all international airports and seaports of entry written in the United States, within the United States, where U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers are currently deployed. Yes, all of those five requirements have to happen before anybody can even apply.
Well, you know, what troubles me the most is that people like Laura Ingraham, a lot of people are saying, like, your email, well, they're not Republicans anymore then because we're being betrayed by Rubio and this sort of thing. And, okay, what's your choice? How do you spell Bill Clinton, H. Ross Perot? Third parties, all they do, if they're conservative third parties, all they do is strengthen the Harry Reids and the Obamas of the world. We need to contend for constitutional principles in the Republican Party. That's our only game. And I believe Hovind means well. I believe he's an honest, sincere man, as I believe that is Rubio. They might be misguided. And I think that I agree with Cruz the most, who says, let's make sure the border is airtight before we take one step further. And I really believe that the first job should be defend our borders against invasions, Scott.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page there.
Yeah.
I think the question is, how do you get there? And because of the malfeasance to date, a lot of folks say, well, you can put all these provisions in you all you want,
and they're not going to be enforced. That's
yeah.
It really comes down to a lot of mistrust.
But now at least we got a few folks on our side that are putting this stuff in. Again, I see it's an insurance policy. Maybe it won't go anywhere in the House.
I don't think it will.
Yeah. Front page of the Fargo Forum is a blazing story about something we've told you about actually yesterday on the program, and has been making the buzz, and that is an investigation over deleted emails.
The timing is most suspicious.
It is.
The headline says he did not, Biscayne did not delete or order the deletion of the 45,000 emails.
Somebody did. And so the president is saying he didn't do it, and that would make sense. No president of the university is going to sit there and delete 45,000 emails, do you think? I mean, but somebody did. And the question is, whom?
Or order the deletion.
Yeah, he
didn't say he didn't do either one.
Yeah.
So either you got somebody that really believes that there was something bad in the emails because of the requests for them, some loyalist, but somebody did something very illegal, something horribly illegal, obstruction of justice, felony kind of illegal.
April 29th, the legislative council for a unnamed legislature said, we need emails. Either on that day, or shortly, the 2 weeks prior to that, there's some dispute about the timing of that. Information technology personnel from the university system confirmed that about 45,000 emails were deleted from President Bresciani's account sometime around April 29th. So, anyway, there's an understandable need for an investigation, and there is a felony involved in the penalty here. So it's nothing to mess around with. Attorney General Wayne Stengem looking into that.
If it's true, he's way done. And probably in jail.
Well, and of course, he's saying he didn't do it, right? Nor did he order it. So who did and why? That's the big question.
I hope we find out because it's a cloud. And, you know, what an awful cloud.
We now know that Edward Snowden, who, by the way, has left the U.S. for China, Russia, and elsewhere to elude arrest, has caused al-Qaeda to change their tactics because of information he's released. And now we learn took a job just to acquire that info from the National Security Agency.
This wasn't an indignant NSA worker. This was a person that intentionally went there to subvert and reveal.
Yeah. So do you still think he's a hero? Because you and I have had this discussion, as have others, on the program as well.
Certainly not as hero-esque. Again, sadly, the truth that we have come to find out, I'm glad we did. But he certainly wasn't heroic in this act.
All right. So we're no longer a hero.
No.
We're bouncing between,
But we have to remember that this government is surveilling its people with the enthusiastic applause of Obama. You know, he's absolutely blatant about this thing, this connecting dots of all these law-abiding people. I'm sorry, the guy hasn't even read the Fourth Amendment.
You know, this administration's oversight of these programs remains troubling to me as well. But individuals that go into, a particular agency with the intent of getting the information so they can leak it, and then go to China and bounce to Russia and, you know, shop? Do I want to go to Ecuador or do I want to go to...
It's pretty clear to hear that whose side they're on. You know, China and Russia are gleeful about it.
Yeah. Anyway, those are some big stories we're watching today, and we'll chat about them and others as we roll forward with what's on your mind. Mark's going to be back to talk sports, and we'll talk Blackhawks. I'm excited to talk about the Stanley Cup champions coming up later on in the hour. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks, it's Scott Hillen. Steve Bakken is here as well. Time to preview what's coming up on What's on Your Mind when we ask that very question and open up the phone lines for you to weigh in. Bob Corker is the senator from Tennessee that has co-sponsored the now infamous Hoeven-Corker Amendment to the immigration bill. And we spent a fair amount of time talking about this on the program. There was an inordinate amount of distrust about it. And I understand why, because the government hasn't exactly delivered previously. Bob Corker just finished an interview with Fox News Channel in which he was asked this very issue that comes up, Steve, with our listeners nonstop. And that is to say, look, you know, 86, there was one bit of legislation that promised a bunch of stuff, and all we ended up with was amnesty.
There's been three or four legitimate pushes for this, and nothing's been done.
And, you know, previously the fence was supposed to be built, hadn't been built, everything else. Here's what Corker said in response. Let's see if this gives you and our listeners any comfort whatsoever.
Yeah, so that's why this is such a strong amendment that passed yesterday or went through this first hurdle, is because all five of those things that you just went through on the top of the hour, all five of those things have to be in place. And, Bill, this is one of those things. We'd had discussions about triggers that were subjective and people worried about moving the goalposts one way or another. I think I said yesterday on your program that, look, I used to build shopping centers around the country, and when I was completed, everybody could see it, and I was paid at that time. Well, in this case, on border security, every American is going to be able to see with their own eyes these 20,000 Border Patrol agents, the $4.5 billion in technology, the fencing, 350 miles of that, the E-Verify, the entry-exit. Everybody will know. And those have to be fully in place, fully deployed, before anybody can move to a green card status. So I am thrilled with what has happened. I think it really strengthens this bill. Hopefully there'll be some other amendments. I know Rob Portman has a very good amendment.
All right, so he's saying, look, you can just see it with your own eyes. Every American will be able to see it, fully implemented, fully deployed, before anybody even applies for a green card. Now, you still might think, hey, it's a stinker, I don't like it, I don't want it, because I only want those things, I don't want the other. Well, then just consider this an insurance policy that at least if this thing passes, which I think is a strong, you know, a heavy lift over in the House anyway, at least these things will be in here. I don't understand why John Holman's getting all this grief by putting in the things in the bill we want. I get we can be mad at people for past actions, but isn't this good?
I would think it is. You know, bottom line, it comes down to people have heard it before. Americans have heard this before, and nothing gets done. And I think there's a disconnect between, and it's growing right now, between the federal government. This is a fight that's been going on for decades, and nothing's been done. It hasn't been addressed. It's come up, but has there been any teeth in anything? Absolutely not. Nobody's on the same page with this.
But
yeah.
I don't think John Holman goes. I don't think John Holman goes to the United States Senate, sits down with Bob Corker and others and says these things are going to go in there, and then sort of says, well, I'll just let my reputation fall on, you know, and be circumvented. I think he puts this in here and then makes sure it happens, or we don't have any path to amnesty. I mean, in other words, I think it's a better bill with this in. Now, politically, it's obviously a little treacherous for him because he's with just a handful of Republicans that are going along with it, but this is all the stuff we wanted.
Let's take a step back here, Scott. You say it's a better bill with this in. Well, with this in or out, is it a good bill to begin with? No. I don't think it is.
Okay,
so do we want a better bill?
Do we want the fence built?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do we want to double the Border Patrol agents?
Absolutely. But okay, if you read yesterday, the Border Patrol and law enforcement came out against the immigration bill. Why? Their hands are tied. Great. We can have more Border Patrol agents, but if they can't do anything, what good are they? Other than you and I as taxpayers writing them a check every month.
And that, and we heard, we had a caller call and talk about, you know, hey, stand down. So we're paying them to stand down. That's dumb. That's a different problem, though, than this particular piece of legislation.
Well, it's like anything else in business government. It's you hire somebody to do a job, let them do their job. Get out of their way. You hire the right person, put them in the position, get out of the way and let them do their job. Otherwise, do something else, a different plan of action. It doesn't matter if it's business or government. If you're going to hire somebody to do something, let them do it. A Border Patrol agent, by the title, they're an agent that protects our borders. If they're not allowed to do that, they're not a Border Patrol agent.
No, I agree with you there, but that's a different issue than this piece of legislation. All I'm saying is I think John Holman and a handful of Republicans have done a service here by improving if in fact this passes, the legislation to say you can't do any of that stuff, nothing, until all of these things are done, and all of these things are things we want and have wanted. Now, if they don't get done, we're being told to our face, none of these things happen. All of us will have to see it fully implemented, fully deployed, before any of these things can happen on the other side. I don't know why there's so much disdain for it. I don't get that. Really don't. I think
I go back to it's just a bad bill to begin with. Making it pretty doesn't make it a better bill. It's still a bad bill.
I don't think it's making it pretty. I think it's saying all the stuff we agree we want. Again, the argument is it going to happen?
And is it going to be funded? No. There going to be any teeth in it? No. Is it going to wind up being general malaise like the last attempts have been? Yes.
Well, then you get John Holman on the phone and say, wait a minute, I thought these five things before anything else could. That's why I think getting them involved in it makes some sense, because their name is on the line now to say none of that stuff will happen until you get what you want there. So, there's much distrust for understandable reason. Anybody believes anybody.
Well, I'm kind of in the boat, and I think a lot of Americans are, that, all right, anything the government says now, prove it. Given you chances, given you my trust, prove it. You keep letting me down. Prove it. It's at the point where you're not going to believe anything until you prove it. Follow through with something.
And I think that's what this is. That's at least what they're saying this is. This is saying, no, you're not getting any of that until these things are done, verified, we can all see it. I mean, I love this analogy of the malls. You didn't get paid to build a mall until they actually saw the mall. You're not getting any of the quote-unquote reforms you want until the thing's done. Show me, for crying out loud. Anyway, Dale Wetzel of the Great Plains Examiner will also join us on the program today. We're going to dig into this investigation over deleted emails at NDSU. Update from Aaron Crowder, director of the North Dakota Farm Service Agency, on just how much acreage will go unplanted this year because of the wet. And, of course, lots of calls on immigration reform, Edward Snowden, and more on What's On Your Mind. Looking forward to it, Steve. We'll talk to you in a bit.
On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
On your mind, preview program. I'm Scott Hennon. Mark Skogerbo is here. He's going to tell us a little bit about sports. We're going to start with the Stanley Cup champions, don't we?
What a game.
Unbelievable.
It was, you know, I think just about everybody had just about run out of patience when you get down to 2 minutes and we're underneath. Little over a minute left, and what do they do? Chicago scores twice.
It was absolutely incredible. I was resigned to the fact that Boston was going to win the Stanley Cup final. I mean, 2-1 with a minute and some change left.
Yeah, and back to Chicago, and you never know. But, boy, that was a burst.
Yeah, I mean, not win it, but I mean win the game, yeah.
But the fatigue, you know, you saw that Chicago just had a little bit more in the tank. The intensity that last minute was absolutely supernatural.
Now, how much time was remaining when they tied it up?
Like 1 minute and 16 seconds something?
Just a little bit over a minute. Okay.
Just crazy. And then that last 40 seconds was whirling dervish time, man. And, of course, but it was too late. And think about a Grand Forks Herald story about the Taves legacy. There's only two guys that have captured multiple Stanley Cup champions. You know, they hand it to the captain, so he got the cup, you know. Only twice has this happened in history. The first guy is Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
The second guy is Jonathan Toews. You know, not only did he score the goal in the second period, but he set up the game-tying goal with 1:16 left.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he joined another fairly interesting group of people, Mark Messier, Mario Lemieux, Steve Yzerman, Joe Sakic, and Scott Stevens. These are the only other guys to do this that win two of them or more. Every player to do that since the 30s as a captain is in the Hall of Fame. So for a young man that just turned 25, UND's got something. I mean, he's got to build a statue to him. Then some other great hockey.
Where should we build that statue?
I don't know, but we need to at least have a bobblehead for the dude, don't we?
Yeah, there you go.
The Wild. I mean, I heard speculation even yesterday that Backstrom was going somewhere else, like he was going to go to Washington or something. The Wild re-signed him, pushing their cap right to the breaking point, $10.25 million for 3 years. So we got goalie. The problem is now Matt Cullen and Pierre-Marc Bouchard are vulnerable because of salary cap. So they're unrestricted free agents. Hope we can somehow figure a way to retain them. Without a doubt, Backstrom settled for less than he could have gotten in the open market. But he said, I want to be happy and I love this team.
That's cool.
Very, very cool.
It is. Had some loyalty there.
A fun twin story. The super number one draft pitch is going to pick. Gibson is finally going to get his shot. What a famous name to have. I don't know if there's any relation, but Kyle Gibson is going to join the Minnesota Twins. Long-awaited promotion. He was a first-round draft pick, and he was AAA. He'd been pitching really well. 3.01 ERA in 15 starts this year. A lot of strikeouts. He's going to start Saturday. So pretty cool young man. As we definitely need some real muscle in the starting pitching role.
They're in Miami tonight?
Yep. Two games in Miami. Miami is really floundering. We need to win this because, you know, we're in this division with red-hot Detroit, and we got to fight and claw for every game or we'll be out of it by, you know, the last month or two. And I think we got a good enough team. If Gibson does what I think he can do with the way Aiken and Hicks are doing and the bullpen, I think we got a chance to be playoff team, you know, being realistic, and of course I'm always tainted.
Well, let's get them to 500 first.
Yeah, we got to get to 500. We're four away from that. Miami's 25 away.
25 and 50.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not pretty.
No. It's like some strange dead fish. But will they get, you know, they're having that big parade for the Heat. Will they get energized and pumped up by all the enthusiasm in the air for let's go Miami? I hope not. Sometimes those things rub off.
Yeah. Anyway, so night off for the Twins allowed you to watch the Blackhawks tonight.
Oh, that was exciting.
Now you can be back at it, right?
Yeah, back to my watch my young men, my nephews play.
Their family.
That's right.
As you always say. Now, an emailer wanted me to ask you about the greatest tennis player ever.
Well, I personally look way, way back to Rod Laver because he won two Grand Slams. Unbelievable off both wings. But he didn't have the massive serve and volley. I loved Agassi, but he didn't quite get there. I have to say Federer's got to be there with all of his Grand Slams, seven Wimbledons. He is something special.
Now, the emailer is saying, ask Mark what happened to the greatest tennis player ever, Nadal, yesterday.
And Nadal lost in the first round, but he didn't cry and say, oh, my poor little knee. He congratulated his opponent. You know, Nadal is many people say, the greatest clay court player ever lived. But he doesn't do as well on grass, you know, compared to Federer. And he's not even a consideration now because he lost to a lesser light.
I think the emailer is suggesting that your label of the greatest player ever for Nadal is misplaced because he lost in this tournament. But I think
I said Federer. Yeah. I said Federer. No,
yeah. I thought you did too.
I said Federer yesterday. I'm capable of saying Nadal and thinking Federer. I'm old, but I meant Federer.
Yeah.
My favorite player. I have to say I really loved Andre Agassi. I loved the way he played the game. I enjoyed
kind
McEnroe. McEnroe and crazy Jimmy Connor. They were intense and wild and kind of embarrassing. But the great gentleman Arthur Ashe, when he won Wimbledon, that he was such a consummate professional gentleman. You know, and he died. He died early, but a great, great man.
I don't know why I saw this, but the Marlins, the team the Twins are going to play, they're having a Bark at the Park event this weekend. You know what that is? The Red Hawks ought to do this. Bring your dog to the game.
and your handy wipe and your little bags.
You have to buy a ticket for the dog.
Well, of course you do.
But all the proceeds from the dog's tickets go to the Humane Society.
Well, that's nice.
Down there.
Are they going to all have diapers?
I'm not sure how they're handling that situation.
Well, it just seems a little bit risque.
Yeah. Anyway, should we see if there's any details on diapers?
I'd like to do that. Red Hawk, go for it.
I love this idea. Bark at the Park.
Well, you'd bring all five. It'd bankrupt you, man.
Yeah.
Scott's got these wonderful dogs. They're like a pack, and they've got his cute little cockapoodle or whatever she is the leader of these four bigger dogs, and it's really cute, your swarm of pups.
Dogs must wear their rabies tags. You have to bring a rabies certificate along.
What? How many rabid skunks are there in Miami? Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a little bit oppressive.
Human and dog seats are reserved seats.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure they've made provision. I'm sorry for my vulgarity, ladies and gentlemen. It's early in the morning.
Doesn't say anything about the, you know, where you walk the dog or
no.
Any such things.
No.
Can't help you out with any details there. I guess you'll just have to go down to Miami and take it all in, Mark, and give us a full report here on the program.
Will you send me there and kind of do an after study in February?
Kind of on assignment deal, right?
Hey, can I go to spring training? Please, please, please. from Park at the Park. If you haven't shot me, can I go to spring training in March and to Fort Myer and do and broadcast live from the Twins spring training?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, is that an answer? Wouldn't that be fun? That's like saying how high is up.
Find a sponsor, and then you can happily go down there.
Okay, thank you, sir.
How about that,
folks? If you sponsor me going down to spring training, I will come over to your house, sing to your family, and cook you spaghetti dinner.
There you go. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Kind of like your Freedom Minutes will soon be sponsored. Do you have a Freedom Minute for us today? Who's your favorite founding father?
Oh.
Before the show, you were telling me about a book you're reading.
I've got a great guy named Leffer who's written about some of the more obscure founding. Just a great, he's going to be on this afternoon about the conservative founding fathers.
Who's your favorite obscure founding father? Who's
my favorite one that very few people know of is Benjamin Rush. Just an amazing integral part. The youngest signer of the Declaration of Independence, the father of American medicine. He had a school, a surgeon. He was so brilliant that he knew that cancer was caused by smoking way back in the 1700s. Great friend of Ben Franklin. He and Ben Franklin opposed slavery early on, but had the wisdom to know they couldn't get unity if they had a slavery agreement in the Declaration of Independence. But they, along with Thomas Jefferson, who owned flags, wanted to get rid of slavery. Another thing is that Benjamin Rush took Thomas Paine under his wing, and there's a whole story about that in this book that Leffer's going to be discussing today, that was literally encouraged him to go for it, helped him, helped prod him along, was the wind beneath his sails. Him and Benjamin Franklin literally pushed, and Thomas Paine, that explosion of common sense. Imagine in a colony of 3 million people, you know, roughly a million adult males, 100,000, maybe 120,000 copies. That book galvanized the revolutionary colonies in, you know, to stand up against the monarchy. Against the monarchy. And, you know, they wanted to retain all the Republican aspects of common law and the Bill of Rights in England, but they detested the oppression and the tyranny of the monarchy.
Benjamin Rush.
Just he, folks, and not only that, he said that we need to have the Bible in school. He wrote the first American Tract Society, several reasons why children need to study the Bible early. Otherwise, they won't learn it. It affects their character more than anything else. A great and wise and expansive Renaissance man.
Why do we not know more about him? Why is he not a household name like Ben Franklin?
Because he was a committed and devout Christian. That's why.
Is that right?
Absolutely. They're not. They're persona non grata think about it. American education has scrubbed the Bible out of public education, the most important book to Benjamin Rush, of course.
They go hand in hand.
Hand in hand. Fundamental to our republic is the faith of those kind of founding fathers.
So we'll find out more about him with your conversation with the author.
We will, and some really cool people like Dickinson, amazing people you've never even probably heard of.
So there's my Freedom Minute.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right there.
Just like that.
Might have been a little more than a minute, but it was it was lush. It was rich with
bless your heart.
Tidbits of wonderful information.
You know what? I think I like you.
Mark Skogerbo, ladies and gentlemen, later on this very radio station, hosting the Common Sense Club. You don't want to miss it. All right. Check weather for you on the What's On Your Mind preview next. Don't go away.
When Nessa Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy Nessa of Nessa Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to Nessa Consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty, even though we step out into other basins. This is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for NESA Consulting Service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NESAConsulting.com or call 701-664-1492.
Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet, smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code Scott and get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building hit anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
This is the What's On Your Mind preview show. We're going to get to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Put that number in your speed dial, would you? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. That way you can answer the question, What's On Your Mind, every weekday morning. North Dakota's most listened to radio talk show on AM 1100 The Flag, on 550 K-Fire, on KCJB out of Minot, on KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga. The Northern Plains covered. Today on the program, Aaron Crowder, director of the North Dakota Farm Service Agency. A lot of soggy cropland out there that'll go unplanted. I think it's the third worst since the records have been kept. The amount of land unplanted. So anyway, we'll dig into that. Dale Wetzel will be here as well, the Great Plains Examiner. Ask the newsman. Always enjoy our conversations with Dale. He's digging into the story on and DSU emails that were deleted and an attorney general investigation into that. As the saga of higher ed and the university system office and the chancellor continue. So anyway, we'll deal with all that. By the way, tomorrow on the program, Senator John Hoeven will join us. Good chance to hear for the first time from the man himself since his amendment was passed. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. He's upset that colleagues of his on the extremes prevented the passage of the Farm Bill. Most frustrated he's been since he's been in Congress. He told a forum editorial board meeting yesterday that the forum is reporting on today, and weekly you would get a chance to chat with Kevin on the program, so look forward to that as well tomorrow. Let me tell you about the weather forecast here. Right now, 64 and cloudy in Tioga with some rain showers as we go in the forecast throughout the day. So we get later in the day, more of a chance into this evening, 50-50 chance that those will continue. 79, the forecasted high for today, 64 at this hour. Rest of the week looking pretty good with some sunshine and into the 80s, so don't despair. 72 and sunny at this hour in Fargo. Heading for 90, there's also a chance of some showers, thunderstorm activity after this afternoon. Here's the forecast and what we're looking like. Do I have a forecast? Well, I have a lot of other things. I thought I had the forecast, but I guess I don't. Did nobody give me the forecast? Usually. I have such wonderful help here and have the actual forecast at hand, but I don't have the details here. I thought you did too, but why don't I have it here in my pile? It's not here. All right, we're printing it again so I can tell you in detail what the forecast is. Ah, here it is. It is buried in a bunch of papers. Totally my fault. I have multiple copies of what we're doing on the program. Here's the forecast. I did have it, folks. The valley. Isolated showers and thunderstorms, as I mentioned earlier, mainly in the afternoon. Some patchy fog before 11 this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, a high near 86 degrees today. Some reports we'll get as close, we could get upwards of 90 today. Southeast wind at 8 to 10. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, mainly after 8. Some of those could produce heavy rain. Quarter and a half inch possible tonight, 67 for a low tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms likely mainly in the morning. Heavy rain possible. Sunny, high near 85 tomorrow. And then the slight chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny 84. Friday, sunny 80. Looking nice. For the oil patch, as I mentioned, showers and thunderstorms today. Some of those, again, could produce heavy rain. High near 79 today with an east wind at 8 to 15. A chance of precip, 80%. Off the charts again. Unbelievable. New rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 2 a.m. Some of those could produce heavy rain. Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 57. A west wind around 6 miles an hour. Chance of precip at 60%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 81 tomorrow. Thursday, sunny, high near 80. So we will get nice Friday, high near 80. So a string of nice temps, as well as no precip in the forecast for the oil patch. That's first time I remember seeing that in quite some time. So be happy with that. All right, the program we call What's on Your Mind coming up. Aaron Crowder, as I mentioned, will join us as our first guest at 9:30. And Dale Wetzel at 10:30 on the NDSU email investigation. Get to the bottom of that story. And, of course, your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome on lots of topics. The immigration reform bill passing. I'm gonna try and again understand why it is provisions that we, as conservatives, as folks who believe in the rule of law, have long lamented being added to this, supposedly with fast, hard rules that say nothing happens until these are implemented, is a bad thing. Really scratching my head over that one. Edward Snowden, we now know, took the job at the NSA just to inquire that info and leak it. Does anybody anywhere still think this guy's a hero, for crying out loud? And we're going to tell you a neat story about Page, North Dakota, saving a movie theater. What would you like to most say from your hometown? That and more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned, my friends.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.